Have you ever sat down and asked yourself if every area of your life is truly submitted to God? Have you reflected on how God has redeemed you in certain ways or in certain areas of your life? Today, we are talking all about an integrated faith. What is it? Why does it matter? And how do we start to evaluate it? This episode is going to challenge you, but I believe it's necessary as we look to really follow God with our entire lives. Here we go. Welcome to Faith School. This podcast is for women of faith who are ready to be transformed from the inside out, to integrate their life and faith, and to begin a life on mission. This practical podcast is not just a list of how-tos, but is here to prompt you to take action and adopt the kingdom way of life, surrender to a holy God. My name is Leah, and I'm joining you in the messy middle of a surrendered faith. Come on in, take a seat. Class is now in session. To those of you who are new to the podcast, welcome. And to my old faithfuls, welcome back. On today's show, I'm challenging you to honestly evaluate every area of your life. And this is probably going to seem like a giant undertaking. And guess what? It definitely can be. But I believe that it is really, truly necessary for us to do this. It's necessary for it to be almost a regular practice of reflection and remembering what God has done. But before I go too much further, I really want to get into how did I get here? When I first had Micah, as I've shared, I think, on here a few times, I really had an identity crisis. I didn't know who I was anymore. I didn't want to be just a mom. I know. Yeah. But that was how I felt. I went from being a full-time teacher where I felt a sense of accomplishment and I could see how my efforts, that there was good fruit being produced from them. And then I had Micah and I was caring for someone who couldn't respond back to me. You know, if you're a mom, you go through that, right? Where you're just like, I don't really even know who I am anymore. And I lost sight of the fact that God is not just a little part of my life where and everything else is like just me doing my life normally, just like everybody else, but that he's actually the foundation of everything that we're doing. And so I was able to put purpose into every area of my life in knowing that I was surrendering it to him, I was submitting to him, and I was allowing him to redeem all areas. A bunch of these areas that still need a lot of work, but I was able to kind of see how his hand on me was moving me closer to him, and my life was being transformed. It was being shaped in just a different way. Not to say that we weren't doing this before, because I do think that we had already done some of the work, that we had already surrendered some of this stuff to the Lord. We had already been thinking about how we were living our lives and if it was submitted to him. But I think when I had Micah, it was just like this huge revelation for me where it was like, okay, no, really, he really wants every part. He really wants every part of my life to be under his lordship. And so I had to really sit down and look through everything and ask myself what was going to stay, what was going to go, what was necessary, what was unnecessary, and ask myself how I was stewarding everything that I had. Was it really given to God and for the mission that he had put me here for? And really, it became a process of simplifying and rebuilding to make sure that God was the foundation of everything that I was doing. So when I started my photography business, it was how I interacted with my clients, who are still some of my favorite people on the planet, by the way. They're amazing. It affected my marriage in realizing that he had put us together for a purpose and mission, and that every part of our marriage had to be submitted to him, every single part. And it also got me to look at how I stewarded my time and my talents and our finances and even my body. And before I go really any further, I do want to mention that we have a great tool to help you to look at some of these things in your own life. And we call it the Integrated Faith Inventory. And this is just a tool that has so many different categories that you can go through and you can kind of rate yourself on how much of you've really submitted to God and how much you have left to kind of go. This is not a tool to shame you or for us to be like, ooh, I'm really missing the mark. It's really a tool that will help you just to get started. So I give this to you as a gift. I also say, use it in a way where you can give grace to yourself and ask the Lord to just show you lots of favor and grace. But that term integrated faith, let's make sure that we clearly define it. So this is a term that, I don't know, I didn't really hear anywhere else. And so I'm putting my own definition on it, but it's been really helpful for me personally. So integrated faith is just the surrendering of each area of our lives so that it effectively reflects the character and the ways of Christ and his kingdom. And the first thing, you know, for me to recognize is that we need to talk about submission. When we are submitting our lives to God, we're submitting and we're surrendering each area of our lives to God. It's an active submission to Jesus. It is our active submission to Jesus and his ways of living, or our most sincere Holy Spirit-led attempts to live in reflection of who Jesus is, who God is, who the Holy Spirit is, and what the kingdom really looks like. And it's not just submission, but a conscious, active one. And I really want to highlight that. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." That's active, by the way. "That by testing," active, "you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." And so we have to make sure that we are being very purposeful and that we are taking this seriously. I think sometimes we just think it's going to happen over time and we don't really have to do anything for it. And I say, no, I think that we need to actually train ourselves to submit to God and to ask the Holy Spirit to do a work in us. This is not something we do entirely on our own. Heavens, no, we need the Holy Spirit. But what I'm saying is that these are active steps that we take to evaluate, to spend time with God, like we talked about in the last episode with Inside Out. And we're spending time with the Lord so that he can show us things and so that he can teach us. It means that we are actively pursuing God's word and that we're looking for all these different areas of our life and how he wants us to live. This is an active thing. It's an active partnership. And so don't miss that this is purposeful and this is intentional. And I cannot encourage you enough to start to take these active steps toward integrating your entire life and faith. And we have done this in our household. We have a few different things that I think are going to be really helpful. And these are I'm going to always bring you the practical. You know that. I'm going to bring you the practical. But one of the ways that we have done this is that we have established what our family values are, and we actually call them pillars. In our household, we've used these pillars or values to build our systems, our rhythms, and just the general flow of our life. And we use them to kind of filter a lot of what we do. So we have four of them. They're sanctuary, stewardship, community, and cultivate. Those words are all something that are really deep-rooted for us as a family. And actually, when we had Kim Amici on and she talked about family culture, I know that she mentioned that she has some of those as well that just really help to filter what they're doing, what they're committing to, and how they want to live as a family. And this is how we've done it. We've used these pillars to kind of guide our, when we're planning for the year or planning for our quarterly meetings. When we are just sitting down to reflect, we're always asking ourselves, are we living according to the things that we said were important to us? The things that we felt like God was calling us to. And we can apply so many of these things to different areas of our lives. So we have the pillars, and that I would recommend that you start to do. Maybe I'll do an entirely different training on that, on how to come up with those values and pillars for yourself as a family and to give you direction, because I found those to be so, so helpful. And not just like, you know, I know Kim mentioned like people for a long time, they would just like write it and put it up on their wall. We've done that. But we also have a system that gets us to regularly check in with those things to make sure that we are still on mission, that we are still totally submitted to him. But also really just start with like an honest evaluation. And when you're doing that honest evaluation, when you're kind of in that practice of reflection, you can use that integrated faith inventory, and that will give you a really comprehensive list of areas of your life to really comb through. So some examples that we have on there are finances, marriage, singleness, community. But you can also just look at a few different things like your checkbook, your calendar. Look at the way that you're using your home. How are you using your time? Look at those things. Those are going to tell you a lot. So if you were to track your time throughout the week and you'd be like, ooh, I gave a lot to Netflix this week. At that point, you could look at your values or your pillars, or you could look at just like, what are your goals for stewarding your time? Is it really under the lordship of Jesus? And make some tweaks, make some changes, regroup. There are just practices that we can use for us to really evaluate kind of on a continual basis, but also just as a starter to really dive deep and be like, okay, have we been living the way that we say that we want to? Are we living the way that God has asked us to? These are just some things that we, practical things that we can do in order to reflect on our lives and really evaluate. But we might ask then, like, okay, last time you talked to us about the kingdom of God, where does this really fit in? And I would just say that God wants to redeem every area of our lives. He wants us to submit all areas of our lives to Him. But I want us to pause here for a minute to talk a little bit about redemption, because integrated faith and redemption, I think, are very, very tied together. So let's just dig in just a little bit more here. So if we believe in integrating our life and faith, then it's also believing that God can redeem all areas of our lives. So I want to go more into kind of the definition of it. I want to look at how it's been used in scripture. And I'm going to use the help of Dr. Anthony Shute here, and I'll make sure that I link this article in the show notes because I think it was really helpful for me. That redemption is not just individually being redeemed through salvation, the act of saving what Jesus did on the cross. But actually, when we look at the Old Testament, it's more referring to deliverance from bondage based on the payment of a price by a redeemer. So we're looking more at slavery, which we are slave to our sin. And then in the New Testament, Jesus paid a price for those sins and made an exchange and delivered us. So He was the one that made that payment and redeemed us. But today it also goes even further. As Dr. Anthony has said, that it also means that Christ demonstrates His lordship over all areas of our lives, that He can redeem all areas of our lives, that He shows His lordship, that He paid a price for all areas of our lives, and He wants to do something amazing through it because redemption is transcendent to all areas. And He wants it all to glorify Him, all be submitted to Him because of what He did on the cross. So He wants your allegiance. Because of what He did, the payment that He made, He wants allegiance from you in all areas. When Jesus says, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow Me, He wants you to be set apart as His child. And He wants you to deny all the old things so that you can be made new in all things. It all matters. Everything we do should be brought to the Word and to His Spirit. We've looked at this in a number of different ways, and some of the ways that we want to reflect Christ, that we want things to be redeemed in our lives. We've looked at this in a number of different things on the podcast even. Some of them are a little more difficult, like areas of pop culture, and we talked to Mary Carver about that. But there's also things like friendship that we talked to Noelle Rhodes about. In that case, let's say with friendship, we're just going to compare what is Christ's friendships look like compared to mine? Are my friendships a reflection of who He is and the way that He did His life? Pop culture obviously is not in the Bible, but we can evaluate what we're consuming and how it's affecting us and be able to submit it to God. I want to point this out. I think this is really important, that because we want all areas of our lives submitted to Him, this means that we have purpose in all areas of our lives. We're all looking for purpose. And actually, the next episode, I'm going to talk a bit more about that. But purpose is not just for the big picture, sparkly assignments, but it's actually in the day-to-day, the nitty-gritty of it all. This is every single area, not just the ones that are on display. We have purpose in all things. All things should be submitted to Him. All things can be redeemed by Him. And that's actually really exciting. Isn't that awesome? So that means that you, mama, you have your little guys at home and you feel like, I don't have purpose. What am I even doing? All areas can be submitted to Him. The way that you take care of your home, the way that you parent, how you love your husband, how you interact with your neighborhood, what you create with your kids, what you teach them. It all has purpose, and it can be all thought through with the Lord, and He can show you how He wants you to do those things. And I promise you, you are going to see a huge difference. You're going to feel so much closer to Him and so much more empowered by Him and lifted up because you're glorifying Him and you're purposeful and you're intentional and you're active in your faith. It's the most amazing thing. It was life-changing for me. So it all has purpose. Okay, but I've talked a lot about kind of this idea that's all up in the air and we don't really understand. So I'm going to go through an example. I think the best way that I can do this is go through an example. So we're going to look at marriage because I know quite a few of you are married who have talked to me that listen to the show. And on the inventory, we ask you to think about four different areas of marriage. Let's just go through each one. The first one is romance and sexuality. So a few questions that we can ask are we pursuing our spouse as Jesus pursues His church? If we're going to be a reflection of that, if we're going to be a reflection of Jesus and His church, which is the whole point of marriage, are we pursuing our spouse as He pursues us? Am I being intimate with my spouse as a reflection of God's desire for intimacy and union with us? If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to just beg you to go listen to Mo Aiken's episode because it was unreal talking about intimacy with the Lord. Are you pursuing unity with your spouse through sex, through romance? The next one is communication. Am I communicating intentionally, lovingly, and truthfully with my spouse in order that we may be more unified and point others to Jesus? Next is conflict. Is our conflict's goal to achieve unity as Christ desires unity between believers and to reflect His unity with us? We're always wanting to reflect Jesus, even in the way that we do conflict. He engaged in conflict because He wanted people to be pointed back to Him. We can do the same thing. It's amazing. Are you including prayer in your conflict? Are you including vision and mission in your conflict? Why are you having the conflict in the first place? Have you been praying for protection from unnecessary conflict? Yep, been there. The next section is vision and mission. Do we have a vision and a mission to share the gospel together? Is that part of your marriage, that you are wanting to do life with this person so that you can glorify God? What does that vision and mission look like practically? Have you really sat down and thought about it and written it out? Have you made goals for this? Not that goals are the be-all, end-all, but they give us a direction. And the next, how are we serving together? Are we purposely serving the people around us together? I'm going to tell you a little something. This is something that we did that was really simple. We put a basketball hoop at the end of our driveway. I've read this in a book, and we gave it a shot. Put it at the end of our driveway, and it has served our community. We have kids coming from all over to use that basketball hoop. They're always respectful and kind, and Caleb goes out there and he plays some basketball with them. We bring Mike out there to meet the kids. Parents are starting to come out with their kids to play basketball and bonding. It's the coolest thing. And so that's just something very simple that we have done to serve together. And there's, of course, lots of ways that you can do that. We can maybe even do a whole episode on that. And lastly, with vision and mission, are you checking in regularly to make sure that you are continually living that mission? That's not just something that hangs on our wall, but it's something that you do regularly. And we actually talked about, I think about this in our marriage on mission episode that I did with Caleb. And we talked about quarterly meetings. I can link that for you, that quarterly meeting template, because it's really, really helpful. But we regularly, four times a year, we look at how we lived in that last quarter and what we would do differently going forward so that we continually are looking at how we can be on mission for the Lord. We're having a vision for it, and then we're putting it into mission. All right, guys, that's a lot. We talked about a lot of things. So in conclusion, I just want to say, since doing this deep reflective and intentional work, I have really seen so much beauty in God's design, in His character, and just the good fruit in my life. I know why I'm doing what I am doing. It is on purpose. I feel like I have purpose because it is His purposes. And it is just the most beautiful thing that I want to invite you into. I would encourage you just to make him the foundation of everything. And by doing those evaluations, by really sitting down and reflecting and remembering what he's done already in your life, but really try to make him the foundation of everything. And that takes time. This is not an overnight thing by any stretch. This is actually going to be a lifetime, right? We're never going to find this perfectly until we get into eternity. We can self-evaluate by honestly asking ourselves if we've submitted to him in all areas. We can be intentional with including him. So I would just say, as a side note, don't add busy work, but be super, super intentional. Is this a part of what you say that you value? Through doing all these evaluations, you're going to see some good fruit when you submit to him and you integrate your faith life into your regular life, creating a brand new foundation. And just remember that he has good reasons for the kingdom ways of doing things, that we can trust him. Let's give him a chance, you guys. Let's give him a chance to take a hold of these areas and for us to be intentional in them. I promise you, this is for the good of the kingdom that we do this. And that is all that really, really matters. I hope that you found this episode to be really helpful. Just remember that you can grab the Integrated Faith Inventory to get you started, and that we have lots of episodes that dive into different categories of your life. We have an episode with Kingdom Sexuality talking about sex and faith. We have an episode with the beautiful Julia Anting talking about art. And then we have one with friendship with Noelle Rhodes and decorating your home with Shannon Acheson. There's so many different areas that we have already covered. Our goal is always to practically equip you. So we have that inventory and we have those episodes to get you started. If there's an area that you want to hear more about on the podcast, I mean, we would love to hear that. I want you to reach out to me on social media and we're going to see what we can do about that. Next episode, we are going to be diving into the next value of our podcast and the next category of our podcast, which is personal ministry. Ministry does not have to be a full nonprofit or becoming the next Mother Teresa. It is simply about a commitment to serve in a really particular way. We dig into what does it look like to intentionally develop one, and what are the small steps that we can take to get there? Always practical. I'm always going to give you the practical goods. If you want to catch me on the socials, you can find me at leah.rempel or at Faith School Pod on Instagram or in our Facebook group, Faith School. I'm happy to continue serving you on those platforms. Thank you everybody for spending just a little time with us today at Faith School and I-68 Ministries. We are praying that you feel fully surrendered today to the God who made you, loves you, and wants to partner with you. Class is now dismissed. Go out there and reveal his kingdom.